This is an interview by me, Madeline Taylor, with Victoria, who I met at the Downtown Eastside Women's Center. Victoria is a proud mom of 5 kids and a proud grandmother of 12 kids. She has lived in the Downtown Eastside for 18 years. She lives with addictions and has lived with homelessness. These are her words.
Hi, my name is Victoria Sumner Majeski Palche Token Spence. That's it. I'm a grandmother of 5 kids and 12 grandchildren. I'm very proud of. My children are doing well. My son is working. My daughter's working. My daughter-in-law is working. My daughter's in the process. She wants to work, but she's looking after a baby right now. It's hard to make it because you don't have a job. Some people who are on welfare don't have a job, don't know how to get a job, have never experienced having a job. And then there's those like myself who've had a job. I've had a job as a bus driver, paramedic, been married, had a house. People have died on me, various people close to me, and some to my family and friends, and it's difficult. And homelessness is a crime, I believe, because I walked down the street, I was homeless for 3 years. I looked for places, I went to various landlords, they said, we don't have anything, we're full. So I'm a woman alone in the world, and I thought, oh, this is great, I'm a grandma, my kids are... And you've got all kinds of things running through your mind, like, my God, what do they think of me? I'm a grandma. And for my kids, sometimes my kids are kind of like, well, Mom, I don't get it, you know, like, I tried this, I tried that, I just can't do it. And kind of like, I know you're struggling, honey, you know, and you try to make the best out of what you have, and sometimes it's not a lot. And I mean, like, I'm not homeless now, I haven't been homeless for 8 years. Mm-hmm. I've been living in Vancouver 18 years. I'm not from this province, but I've been volunteering here for 18 years. Now I'm looking at getting a real job. What led me to be homeless for 3 years was, I don't really know, I can't remember that far back. I haven't been homeless for quite a while now, but I remember I just couldn't afford it. Basically, mm-hmm. That's why I was homeless. Bottle picking to survive. I did that too, bottle pick for 3 years. Me and my spouse, we slept in a park. One of the issues was that my spouse was homeless too, and I was homeless, but we never left each other alone. It was scary sometimes. I mean, you're sleeping in the middle of the night, you don't know who's coming at you, or what dangers you're in, or how safe you're feeling. You know, and it's not always possible to get a tent when you're homeless because of prices. And what you can put in a tent, how warm it is, the weather conditions. Mm-hmm. For my children, my son is very hardworking. He has a baby. His wife has a good job at UGM, and he's going to be a carpenter. He's born October 13th, 1989. I'm very proud of him and his wife. And my daughter, who was born 1988, April 28th. Mother, daughter, June 22nd, 1983. And I have 2 children in Manitoba. Who are older, Michelle and Billy Joel, Cyrus, and it hurts. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've gone home sometimes, I'm in tears. And then, yeah, sometimes my addiction becomes an issue because I'm so tired. I'm like, I just need to party. I can't take it. Mm-hmm. I'm partying, that's it. You know, so with a lot of people in their addictions, they tend to feel that way too, because I live with a lot of it. I have a lot of addict friends. I'm being an addict myself. I'm a crack user. Mm-hmm. At one time, I was an alcoholic, but I haven't drank for 18 years. I used to be a needle user of 13 years. I haven't done needles for 18 years. And now I'm a crack addict, and I just have to give that up, and I'm doing it. You know, I'm not perfect, but nobody can be expected to be perfect. But come off it, you know, like, what role are you playing with us if you don't, you know, meet us halfway? Mm-hmm. I've been volunteering here for 18 years. Mm-hmm. And I feel safe here, and I feel that I can put something on my resume, mm-hmm. when I want to go get a real job, which will be in the future, I'm hoping. Mm-hmm. I have 20 good years of my life left, mm-hmm. so that's a start. You know, I don't want to wait till I have nothing left. Mm-hmm. I work at 2 different centers. I work for the Wish Center, and I work for the Downtown Eastside Women's Center longer. But I respect the staff here at both places, and Yeah, there's days it's hard here, you know, not everybody's listening or paying attention to each other, but, you know, we have to get on, but, you know. But I just want to let people know that sometimes when the shoe's on the other foot, you got to try a pair on and walk in their moccasins like you'd walk in your own.
You just heard an interview with Victoria, who I met at the Downtown Eastside Women's Center. Victoria has been a volunteer at the Women's Center for 18 years and has struggled with homelessness and addiction for that time. A big thank you to the Downtown Eastside Women's Center for having me, and to Victoria for sharing her story. For CITR, I'm Madeline Taylor.